For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump told Fox News on Friday that he wouldn't sign an immigration bill that was being pushed by House Speaker Paul Ryan and other Republican moderates. He said he was backing another bill by some hardline conservatives. It wasn't long before the White House was backtracking that the president would support either bill. The moderate legislation would ban the separation of children from parents caught sneaking across the border.
No, I hate it. I hate the children being taken away.
Mr. Trump insisted that he's not the one who is separating the families.
The Democrats forced that law upon our nation. I hate it.
But there is no such law. Democrats said what the president should change is a zero-tolerance policy that was announced on May 7th by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
1 month after being ruled unconstitutional, California's end-of-life law has been reinstated by a state court of appeal. KCBS TV reporter Susie Sue.
California's so-called right-to-die law that allows people to end their own lives is back in effect tonight. Now, last month, you may recall, a Riverside County Superior Court judge declared the law unconstitutional, saying lawmakers passed it illegally because they were in a special session on other issues.
A storm in the weather forecast could bring relief to fire crews in the Southwest. With the remnants of post-tropical cyclone Bud moving in, crews are now worried about flash floods. National Weather Service meteorologist Jeff Colson says areas with burned out vegetation can become trouble spots in the rain.
Sometimes it dams up and a lot of water will build up behind those earthen dams of logs and ash. That will release and then we get that flash flood activity moving down the slope.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump is defending himself after receiving criticism for praising North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
I don't want to see a nuclear weapon destroy you and your family. I want to have a good relationship with North Korea.
Saying that because he has a good relationship now with the North Korean leader, the U.S. has a very good relationship with North Korea as well. The president saying outside the White House Friday morning,
when I came in, people thought we were probably going to war with North Korea. If we did, millions of people would have been killed.
Trump telling reporters he and the administration are pushing North Korea hard on denuclearization, quote, as fast as possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A drone strike by the U.S. military has targeted a leader of the Pakistani Taliban in an Afghan province. John Clements reports.
Although the Pentagon will not tell us if the drone strike was successful or not, we did receive this confirmation from Lieutenant Colonel Coney Faulkner, who had the information from Army Lieutenant Colonel Martin O'Donnell of U.S. Forces Afghanistan.
U.S. forces conducted a counterterrorism strike in Kunar province, close to the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan, which targeted a senior leader of a designated terrorist organization.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.